The CFO, who keeps asking for one more spreadsheet, is not doing math. He is metabolizing uncertainty. The head of legal, who wants one more risk memo before signing off on the AI deployment, is not interrogating the contract. She is asking for closure. The senior engineer who keeps adding requirements to the RFP is not protecting the architecture. He is defending his agency. I have spent the last decade watching enterprise AI transformations stall at the function-by-function seam. Every one of them looks like a rational disagreement. The CFO needs better numbers. The CLO needs better governance. The CHRO needs better change management. Each ask is reasonable. Each ask is also almost always the cognitive cover for an emotional question that the function itself cannot name. Cognitive blockers move when you give them more information. Emotional blockers do not. The reason most enterprise AI transformations slow down is not that the C-suite needs more data. It is that the seven conversations that shape the transformation are running on seven different emotional substrates, and nobody is naming them. The five emotions that stall transformation across hundreds of conversations with leaders inside large enterprises. The same five emotional needs surface again and again when AI shows up. None of them are named on the agenda. All of them are deciding the outcome. Identity. Who am I if the work that defined me is now done by a machine? The writer who built her career on the perfect sentence. The analyst whose value was the spreadsheet model. The associate whose craft was slow, careful reading. AI does not just take their tasks. It takes the answer to the question they have been answering with their work for 20 years. Closure. Is this decision final, and have I covered the risk? The legal mind works by closing loops. AI introduces an open loop that doesn't close. The system keeps changing, the answer keeps shifting, the precedent has not been set. The head of legal who keeps asking for one more memo is asking for closure that the technology cannot give her yet. Trust. Will this system do what it says it will? And will the number I report to the board hold up next quarter? The CFO is professionally trained to distrust optimistic forecasts. AI ROI claims arrive from vendors with the most optimistic forecasts in the industry. The CFO is not skeptical of AI. He is metabolizing a trust gap the technology has not yet earned its way through. Belonging. Will my team still need me, and will I still belong to a team I recognize? The COO whose floor of 200 operators is about to become a floor of 50 operators and 3 agents is not running a process redesign. She is dissolving the social fabric she has spent a career building. The resistance looks operational. The substance is belonging. Agency. Do I still get to decide? Or has the decision already been made by the algorithm? Engineers in particular react badly to AI systems that take decisions they used to own. The senior IC who keeps adding requirements to the RFP is not overspecking. He is reclaiming agency that the rollout took without asking. These five, identity, closure, trust, belonging, agency, are the emotional substrate of every enterprise transformation. They are not soft skills. They are operating constraints. A transformation program that addresses the cognitive layer brilliantly and ignores the emotional one will produce exactly the outcomes most enterprise AI programs produce. Technically successful, organizationally rejected, quietly reversed within 18 months. The function-by-function map. Each of the seven C-suite conversations runs on a primary emotional substrate. Naming the substrate is the move that unlocks the cognitive conversation underneath. Legal. CLO metabolizes closure. Endless requests for one more memo, one more precedent, one more risk review. What helps? Give legal the AI governance charter. Naming the rules, not just consuming them, gives the function the closure the open loop denied it. Legal becomes the host of the governance conversation rather than the gatekeeper of it. Finance. CFO metabolizes trust. Stall pattern. Perpetual rework of the business case. Demand for smaller scope pilots. Let's wait one more quarter. What helps? Build the trust the technology has not yet earned through small scope deployments with rigorously honest postmortems, including the failures. The CFO is not asking for better forecasts. He is asking for evidence that the forecasts will hold. Give him the postmortems. HR. CHRO metabolizes identity and loss. Stall pattern reskilling programs that go nowhere, change management decks that recycle every quarter. The unspoken sense that the workforce conversation is handled while the workforce itself is quietly grieving. What helps give HR explicit permission to host the identity conversation, not just the skills one. The senior writer promoted to oversee AI-generated content does not need a workshop on prompt engineering. She needs the org to acknowledge that her old craft was real, that the transition is loss, and that the new identity is hers to shape, rather than to be assigned. IT, CTO metabolizes agency, stall pattern, RFPs that grow new requirements every cycle, architectural reviews that relitigate decided questions, vendor evaluations that never converge. What helps give the CTO explicit decision authority over a defined scope and time-bound it? Agency is restored when the function knows what it owns and what it does not. Vague scope reads as taken agency. Tight scope reads as restored agency. Operations. COO metabolizes belonging. Stall pattern. Process redesigns that get drafted but never deployed. Pilots that succeed in the test site and never scale. Middle managers who become quietly obstructionist. What helps? Name the social loss explicitly. The 200-person floor becoming a 50-person floor is not a productivity story. It is a community dissolving. Build the new belonging before you dissolve the old one. New rituals, new team identity, a named cohort going through the transition together. Marketing. CMO metabolizes trust, customer. Stall pattern. Endless brand safety reviews, AI features that ship in beta and stay there, personalization that never gets turned on in production. What helps? Acknowledge that the CMO is metabolizing a different trust than the CFO. The CFO is asking whether the system works. The CMO is asking whether the customer will forgive it when it does not. Give the CMO the rollback plan, the incident playbook, and the disclosure copy. Trust is rebuilt through the failure plan, not the success deck. CEO, synthesis metabolizes all five. The CEO sits at the convergence point. She is the only member of the leadership team for whom all five emotions arrive at once. The identity loss for the workforce, the closure ask from legal, the trust gap from finance, the belonging dissolution from operations, the agency conversation from IT. The job is not to resolve them. It is to host them, to acknowledge that the transformation has an emotional weight equal to its strategic one, and to build the cadence in which the weight can be discussed. How to use the map. The map is diagnostic, not prescriptive. Three uses. One, as a transformation lead, name what you are seeing. When the CFO asks for the third revision of the business case, do not produce it. Say, I think we are at a trust gap, not a numbers gap. What would actually let you trust this? The conversation that follows is the one you needed to have. Two, as a steering committee, run the diagnostic on yourself. Around the table, name the substrate each function is on. If two functions are on the same substrate, trust, usually, you have a coalition. If five functions are on five different substrates, you have a sequencing problem and need a phased approach that lets each function metabolize at its own pace. Three, as an executive coach or board member, listen for the substrate beneath the agenda item. The agenda says Q3 AI roadmap review. The substrate is identity, closure, or agency. Address the substrate, and the agenda item moves on its own. Why this matters now? Most enterprise AI playbooks treat function-by-function resistance as a change management problem, solvable with more communication, better workshops, additional training. That framing has produced the outcomes we now see. Technically ambitious programs that produce technically excellent systems that the organization quietly fails to absorb. The recent MIT, Rand, and Gartner numbers, 80 to 95% of enterprise AI initiatives delivering zero measurable ROI are not a story about bad technology. They are a story about ignored substrate. The transformations that work are the ones where someone in the room knows what each function is actually feeling and builds a program that lets each function metabolize at its own pace, in its own language, with its own form of closure. That work is rarely on any consultant's playbook. It should be on yours. This essay sits at the bridge between two frameworks, the 7 conversations, the function-by-function shape of enterprise AI, and the EMI, emotional metabolism framework, identity, closure, trust, belonging, agency. The intersection lives in the multi-frame breakthroughs notebook.